Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Morales reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Monday moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton bunts towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Lentz moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley is walked intentionally. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. There goes Davis trying to get to home. Monday throws the ball into Harris, who relays the ball to Swisher, who tags Davis, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fairley moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Foley. Harris scores. Bonham moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonham scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Morales moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson strikes out. One out. Boots Day pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Harris strikes out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonham hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lentz moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lentz scores. Davis moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Davis scores. Singleton moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Don DeMola. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Stinson moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Larry Lentz. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Bob Bailey now playing third base. Mike Jorgensen now playing left field. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock strikes out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Zamora covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Oscar Zamora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zamora is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.